Bumpity bump. Listen,
Ruby whispered, looking up.
I'm reading,
said Mrs. Mastiff.
Bumpity thump. Hear that?
Ruby's eyes narrowed.
It's cat burglars.
No, it isn't, said Mrs. Mastiff. This is a cat-free building.
Let's go upstairs and see,
said Ruby.
No, let's not, said Mrs. Mastiff.
Ruby rolled her eyes, then stared at the ceiling for a while, listening and thinking.
Let's play a game, she said. Hide and seek. I hide, you seek.
Mrs. Mastiff put her book down and peered over her glasses at Ruby.
Very well, she said. But hallways and stairs are off limits.
Ruby nodded her head.
Okie dokie.
That means stay in the apartment. Agreed?
Ruby nodded again.
You betcha.
Good. I'll give you to 20. Ready?
Ruby grinned. I was born ready. Mrs. Mastiff started to count.
1, 2, 3.
Ruby was off like a shot to the kitchen.
4, 5, 6.
Ruby carefully opened the back door and slipped out.
7, 8, 9.
Ruby closed the door and was zooming up the hall stairs before Mrs. Mastiff could count to 10. Ruby sprinted down the hall carpet to the apartment just above her own. The door was open a crack.
Aha!
Ruby tapped on the door. No answer.
She whispered, Hello? Any burglars in here?
Ruby crept inside.
Anybody home?
She said.
This is Ruby, the crook catcher. All burglars come out and give yourselves up.
She had a look around, but there was nobody there. No burglars, no bumps, just boxes, and a funny smell. Ruby's nose wrinkled. The place smelled like a pig pen. Suddenly, there was a noise in the hallway. Ruby's whiskers shot out. Someone was coming. From the other room, she heard the front door creak open, and then muffled grunting sounds. Ruby dashed at the next room and shut the door. There were 3 beds in the room. Quick as a blink, Ruby dove under the first one, but it was too high to hide her.
Fat biscuits!
Frantically, she tried squeezing under the second bed, but it was too low.
Rats rickets!
She fit under the third bed perfectly, but then, ka-clunk, 2 legs fell off. Ruby froze. The grunting stopped. Then she heard a sound that gave her goosebumps from tail to snout. It was sniffing. The sniffing came closer. Ruby covered her eyes. She heard the door open. The sniffing grew louder and louder. Then she felt hot, smelly sniffing on her fur. Ruby couldn't stand it. She opened her eyes and found herself nose to nose with 3 of the biggest snouts she had ever seen.
Yikes!
Shrieked Ruby.
Yikes!
Shrieked the snouts.
Stop sniffing me!
Ruby shouted, leaping up. Ruby discovered that 3 enormous snouts were attached to 3 enormous pigs.
Look! Squealed the littlest enormous pig. A gerbil! A gerbil!
Ruby straightened up.
Listen, pork chop, she snapped. I am no gerbil. Holy hogwash!
Bellowed the biggest enormous pig.
Whatever you are, you darn near scared the ham hocks off us!
Ruby stood as tall as she could.
My name is Ruby, bacon breath. I live downstairs. Who are you?
Who are we? Who are we? Why, we're the Sniffs, of course. Always have been.
Sniffs? Said Ruby, wondering what the reward would be for 3 very loud, enormous pig burglars.
Sure, I'm Bill Sniff, but call me Papa. This is Mama Sniff and the little one's Baby Sniff.
Baby Sniff danced around in a tizzy.
Can we keep the gerbil? Mama, can we? Can we?
Hush, baby, scolded Mama Sniff. Rats don't like being called that.
Ruby gritted her teeth.
What are you Sniffs doing in here?
What are we doing here? Why, we live here. Just moved in.
Uh-oh, thought Ruby.
And what are you doing here?
Me? I was looking for burglars.
Burglars!
Shrieked the Sniffs.
Where?
No, said Ruby. I thought you were the burglars.
Mama Sniff chuckled.
That's silly, dear, she snorted. We're not burglars. We're Sniffs. Always have been.
Papa Sniff slapped his belly.
Frizzle my bristles, he roared. You must have scared the burglars off.
He gawked at Ruby.
Well, twist my tail and call me a guinea pig. Boy, you're a hero.
Baby Sniff sang,
Baby, keep the gerbil. Baby, keep the gerbil.
I'm not a gerbil, Ruby yelled. I'm not a rat, and I'm not a boy.
Don't get your tail in a twist, son,
said Papa Sniff.
I take it back. You sure did a real man's job today. Say, where's my sniff manners? Baby, stop flapping your gums a minute and offer our resident rodent here a seat.
Baby Sniff clunked Ruby into a big chair.
Not my chair,
shouted Papa Sniff.
It's too hard.
Baby Sniff flopped Ruby into a medium chair.
Not my chair, dear, snuffed Mama Sniff. It's too soft.
Mine,
squealed Baby Sniff, jumping with Ruby onto a small chair and smashing it to pieces.
Just right,
squealed Baby Sniff.
I think I need to go home now,
Ruby moaned.
You must be one hungry hamster after all that burglar hunting,
bellowed Papa Sniff.
And I got just the thing.
He stopped and glowered at a plate.
Gnat's knuckles! Somebody's been eating the pickled potato peels!
They were so nice and moldy, too, said Mama Sniff. And look, somebody's been nibbling the slippery gristle.
Slippery gristle! Slippery gristle!
Baby Sniff chanted, spinning around.
And somebody,
snorted Papa Sniff,
has been eating my sticky fish heads!
He looked around suspiciously.
And they ate them all up!
All up!
Shrieked Baby Sniff.
I really think I need to go home now, said Ruby.
Bang! Bang!
The noise froze everyone in their tracks.
Burglars!
Squealed the Sniffs. Ruby rolled her eyes. Pigs, she muttered. There are no burglars. It's just someone at the door. Ruby went to open it.
Not that door, dear, said Mama Sniff. That's the closet.
But it was too late. Cat fur, coat hangers, and the powerful odor of rotten fish exploded out of the closet.
Burglar! Croaked Ruby. Real burglar!
There were squeals and grunts and squeaks as three pigs and one mouse scattered in every direction.
Cat burglar!
Screeched Mama Sniff.
Kitty burglar!
Squealed Baby Sniff.
My fish heads!
Yelled Papa Sniff. Ruby saw the cat burglar bolting for the door.
Stop that cat!
Suddenly, like a locomotive out of a tunnel, a large, well-dressed babysitter charged through the doorway, halting the intruder with a perfectly timed linebacker tackle.
Sorry to disturb you, said Mrs. Mastiff politely, looking up from the floor. But I was looking for Ruby.
You must be Mrs. Ruby, said Mama Sniff. Where are the Sniffs?
My name's Edna, said Mrs. Mastiff. How do you do?
Nice tackle, Ed!
Said Papa Sniff, sitting down.
I'm Biff! Biff Sniff! You play football?
Someone call 911,
shouted Ruby.
That's a good idea, said Mama Sniff. What's the number?
Ruby sighed, rolled her eyes, went to the phone, and punched in the number. Hello, 911? I want to report a cat burglar stealing fish. The Sniffs. That's right, three pigs, two Fs. 42 Cheddar Street, top floor. Yep, like the cheese. No trouble. Uh-huh. Tackled. My babysitter. Yeah, big babysitter. Okay, 10-4, over and out. 15 minutes to cop time, said Ruby.
Holy hedgehog, son,
said Papa Sniff.
That was just like on TV.
He stuck out a hoof.
You are truly one stinking rat.
Ruby held out her paw. And you, sir, are one stinking pig. Papa Sniff peered at Ruby for a moment.
Why, thank you, son. That's mighty piggish of you.
Okay, pig party's over, Ruby announced. We gotta go. Ready, Ma? Mrs. Mastiff gave Ruby a look.
Dribble, go home!
Asked Baby Sniff.
Goodbye, dear,
said Mama Sniff, giving Ruby a big bristly kiss.
Thank you both for saving our fish heads.
Thanks for everything, Ed,
said Papa Sniff, slapping Mrs. Mastiff on the back.
We'll show Kitty here some real sniff hospitality till the law shows up. Don't you worry.
The Sniffs all waved. Don't be strangers. As the door closed, Ruby could hear Baby Sniff pleading.
Please, Papa, can we keep the kitty? Can we? Please!
You found me, said Ruby.
Yes, I did, replied Mrs. Mastiff.
I said it was a burglar, didn't I?
Mrs. Mastiff sighed. Yes, you did. You also said you wouldn't leave the apartment.
Yes, I did. Ruby looked at the carpet. Did I say I was really, really sorry and promised never to do it again?
Yes, said Mrs. Mastiff quietly. You just did. Any crook catchers I know ready for lunch? Asked Mrs. Mastiff.
Ready? I was born ready. Ruby took Mrs. Mastiff's big paw and headed down the stairs. Make mine toasted cheese, please. Easy on the slippery gristle. And please hold the fish heads. Ruby's nose wrinkled. You know, Ed, you smell a little like fish heads.
Why, thank you, son, said Mrs. Mastiff. That's mighty piggish of you.